This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday nearly two dozen NATO members will meet the alliance's target spending to defense this year, highlighting how allies have raised military spending since Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
This year, 23 allies will spend 2% of GDP or more on defense, which is twice as much as just 4 years ago.
Stoltenberg in Washington said the trend in increased military spending by NATO members was triggered by Russia's seizure of Crimea in 2014. Israeli officials said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move follows the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way of sidelining far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. The officials add, going forward, Netanyahu would hold smaller forums with some of his government members for sensitive issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean state media says Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive in the country on Tuesday for a two-day visit. Putin's first trip to the country in 24 years comes amid international concerns about the two countries expanding military cooperation. Putin is expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate intensifying confrontations with Washington. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Putin will visit the North on Tuesday and Wednesday at the invitation of Kim. This is VOA News. Muslims in Asia have celebrated Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, one of the biggest holidays in the Islamic calendar. It's a joyous occasion for which food is a hallmark, where devout Muslims buy and slaughter animals and share two-thirds of the meat with the poor, and it's a revered observance that coincides with the final rites of the Hajj. The holiday was celebrated in much of Asia on Monday, while Saudi Arabia and other places in the Middle East observed it on Sunday. An Indian man accused by U.S. prosecutors of orchestrating an unsuccessful plot to kill a Sikh separatist on American soil pleaded not guilty on Monday to murder-for-hire conspiracy charges in a federal court in New York. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Nikhil Gupta also was ordered detained during the hearing. U.S. federal prosecutors allege Gupta plotted with an Indian government official to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panun, a U.S. resident who advocated for a sovereign Sikh state in northern India. Last June, Gupta traveled to Prague from India and was arrested by Czech authorities. Video released on Monday by the Czech police appears to show two New York police officers escorting a handcuffed suspect at the airport in Prague. Czech Justice Minister Pavel Blažek said Gupta was extradited to the U.S. on Friday. The discovery of alleged assassination plots against Sikh separatists in the U.S. and Canada has tested relations with India. India's government denies involvement in such plots.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. China has opened an anti-dumping probe into imported pork from the European Union. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The step comes less than a week after Brussels announced new curbs on electric vehicle exports from China. That was due to growing alarm over Chinese industrial overcapacity flooding the EU with cheap products, including EVs. China's Commerce Ministry said the investigation, which was announced and commenced on Monday, will focus on fresh, cold and frozen whole cuts of pork and pork byproducts. The European Commission announced on June the 12th that it would impose tariffs of up to 38.1% on imported Chinese cars from July. Global food companies have been on high alert for retaliatory action from China since then.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to announce a sweeping new policy that would lift the threat of deportation for tens of thousands of people married to U.S. citizens. It's an aggressive election year action on immigration that had been sought by many Democrats. Biden is hosting a White House event on Tuesday to celebrate the Obama-era directive that offered deportation protections for young undocumented immigrants, and will announce the new program then, according to three people briefed on the White House plans. I'm Joe Ramsey.